Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does it this time each week is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, it's the last day of August.
It is? Really? Already? Jeez.
It's here, and before we can look ahead to September, I've got to clear up the challenge from last time. I said, start with the term fire starter. Drop an R, and you can rearrange the remaining letters to spell two words often associated with bodies of water. What are the words? They are strait and reef.
All right, Ian, it is time once again for one of our recurring categories, before and after. To refresh everyone's memory, a before and after is a combination of two things where the last word of the first thing is the first word of the second thing, such as Murphy's Law and Order. This time around, the first part of each answer will be the title of a well-known work of literature. What 1860s novel chronicles the French invasion of Russia through the lives of five aristocratic families and a U.S. governmental volunteer organization founded in the 1960s to help people in developing countries?
That's War and Peace Corps.
Yes, that is correct. And Leo Tolstoy, the author of War and Peace, talking about his novel, once said, "It is not a novel, even less is it a poem, and still less a historical chronicle." What 1945 satirical novel, an allegory about Joseph Stalin and his policies, became the basis for a series of benefit concerts founded by John Cougar Mellencamp, Willie Nelson, and Neil Young that began in 1985?
Animal Farm Aid.
Yes. Do you know where Farm Aid 2013 was held?
Yes, I do. Saratoga Performing Arts Center.
That is right. It's the only time it's ever been in New York. What 1936 novel, set in Georgia during the Civil War, was adapted into a 1988 hit song for Bette Midler that was featured in the movie Beaches?
I was at the Margaret Mitchell House not long ago. Gone with the Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yes. What 1962 young adult science fiction novel is about a girl named Meg who, with the help of Mrs. What's-It, Mrs. Who, and Mrs. Witch, looks for her missing father, who works for a cable company who recently changed its name to Spectrum?
A Wrinkle in Time Warner Cable.
Yes, A Wrinkle in Time Warner Cable is correct. And A Wrinkle in Time, according to Madeline L'Engle, the author, was rejected by 26 publishers before it was eventually picked up, and it won the Newbery Medal, which is an honor for children's literature, in 1963. What 1830s novel about an orphan who escapes to London and falls in with a gang of pickpockets, including the Artful Dodger, has a theme song that is a 1960s tune famously covered by the Isley Brothers and the Beatles?
Oliver Twist and Shout, which was not in the musical version.
No, I don't think it was. Or if it was cut before they got it to Broadway, yes. Well, Ian has gotten 5 out of 5 before, and I have a feeling that he will get 5 out of 5 after this. How well did you do? Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase Peace Corps. That's PEACECORPS. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a 6-letter word for something coins are often made of, and a 5-letter word for things you often see on coins. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. Let's wish all of our listeners a very happy Labor Day on Monday, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We'll see you then.